Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by James Hsu, Technical Marketing Director at Citrix. Welcome, James.
Thank you.
So James, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do at Citrix and what the scope of technology focus that you've got within your role?
My role in Citrix is mainly focusing on the technology integration with third-party graphic vendors, promoting our HDX graphic solutions to our audience.
So tell me a little bit about the HDX graphic solutions and what they deliver to the market.
So HDX is a core component of a technology allowing customer to basically remotely accessing their applications securely and also provide a very high fidelity user experience.
So when you look at the graphics capabilities and optimization for graphics capabilities within this context, why is that so critical to the user experience?
Traditionally, when we're looking at graphics, a lot of customers are delivering application, typically 2D applications, and there was no GPU requirement. And as our customer demand progress and we see more and more applications start adapting 3D graphics and more designer tools now is being made available to our customers, we now started looking at also making these graphic technology available through our HDX remote delivery protocol. And the Intel integrated graphic solution become a very important component for what we want to do in order to lower the total cost of ownership for our customers.
When you think about the types of customers that are actually running virtual systems like this, remote systems, what are the types of customers that are using these solutions, and is this a growing market?
Yeah, this is definitely a growing market for us. In the past, a lot of customers are delivering traditional office applications that do not require graphic acceleration, but recently we're seeing more and more even office applications or as simple as browsers are actually requiring some graphic hardware acceleration. And obviously, customer is looking at Citrix to also keep up with all these evolution in the application as well. So we're seeing more and more customer starting to expanding their virtual application delivery, leveraging graphic engines such as GPUs.
When you talk about the Intel Iris Pro graphics, obviously we just launched a new Xeon platform, Xeon E3, with Iris Pro graphics to the marketplace. What is the collaboration with Intel like to ensure that your solution is fully optimized for the latest in the integrated graphics capability on the platform?
Yeah, this is actually a very interesting joint effort from Citrix and Intel. We actually toggle this problem from two different product lines. First, from Zen App and Zen Desktop perspective, we are making sure our latest version of Zen Desktop is capable of leveraging Intel Graphic API so that we can provide true multi-monitor support for our customers on a Zen Desktop HDX 3D Pro protocol. The other area that we did a fair amount of engineering on is leveraging the Intel's GPTG solutions to enable our Zen Server 7.0 platform to virtualize the embedded Iris Pro graphic GPUs to allow customers to enjoy the vGPU capability on our Zen Server, which allowing multiple virtual machine to share the GPU that is located in the Xeon E3 processor.
When you think about the new capabilities of this platform, is there anything in particular that your customers have been impressed with in terms of what Citrix has been able to deliver?
I think a lot of customers are really impressed about the form factor of this technology is offering, such a small single processor solution. Customer can have both a CPU and GPU to be combined in a one single unit, without additional, you know, add-on card. And this traditionally has been a little bit of a challenge for our customers, is that the form factor of add-on card usually consumes additional power and makes it a little bit difficult for them to scale. And this, instead of scaling up of their server, and the customer can now choose the option of scaling out, which is basically building multiple, you know, smaller form factor of Xeon E3 servers and deliver their desktop in a different, more energy efficient manner.
That makes a lot of sense. What's next for Citrix on this front in terms of different types of innovation for the customers?
So with Intel, I think we are going to continue to follow up with your innovation. And we believe this integrated GPU architecture has some additional functionality we can co-develop and enhance for our best customer benefits. In the future, we're going to continue to explore the capability of Intel Iris Pro Graphics API and further enhance our protocol to leverage it.
Well, James, thanks so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure. One final question for you. If folks want to find out more information about the Citrix solutions that you're delivering to the marketplace, where would you send them online for more information?
Pretty easy. Our URL is www.citrix.com/Zen Desktop will be the best place to find information about Zen Desktop platform. And the other one will be citrix.com/Zen Server so that customer can find more information about Zen Server.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on today. It's a real pleasure. Thanks so much for the collaboration on this exciting innovation.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/ChipChat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.